I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for us to air our grievances, boys. We were talking before the show, and all of us had recently been involved in a situation where we felt like we needed to vent a little bit. Hell, I walked in the door venting. And so we'll start with you, Ben, because I believe you've had some traffic incidences recently that are not favorable.
Yeah, a day like today when the roads are a little bit slick, my tires aren't brand new. They're not old. They don't need to be changed by any means. But if I get on it a little bit on the accelerator, they spin around a little bit, which it's wet out there. You know, it's cold and wet, and those conditions aren't ideal, right?
Right.
So I'm driving. I have two incidents. One happened today, one happened yesterday. I'm going to do the one today first. I'm driving here, trying to get to the station. I'm coming from that Prosper Salina border, and I'm trying to get here around noon. And I'm coming down the tollway, and I got a long way to go. I take the tollway the whole way. And so I'm around Addison. And once you get to Addison on the southbound tollway, there's some pretty aggressive, not really aggressive, but there's some curvatures in there. The road is not just straight as you think of the tollway. There's some turns in there, and you're at a high speed, right? You're going 60, 65, whatever the speed limit. I'm going 55 if that's the speed limit.
You usually go, what, 20 to 30 over? Is your standard brag about that?
No. I don't have a standard brag.
Speed limits can't hold me, bro.
Let me go to my standard brag. And I noticed that there's a woman who's right on my bumper. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I agree with her that you don't want cars in the far left lane to go slow.
You've had a grievance about that.
I have had a grievance. You need the cars that are in the far left lane to go faster than the flow of traffic because that's what it's for.
It's like Frogger.
Right. Exactly like Frogger. Look it up, Shippy. And anyways, what she doesn't understand is there's a car in front of me and a car in front of that and two cars to my right. And then two cars in front of them and two cars in front of them. It's traffic. Now, it's traffic, but it's 55, 60-mile-an-hour traffic.
Right.
Through curves.
Right.
And she is riding my bumper, and she's trying to, like, look to see if there's a space to get through. And then I see her weave over to the far right, pass a car, and she's going to try to cut in front of two cars and get over, cut through in front of me across two lanes. And I'm like, she's never able to do it. And finally,
chick drivers,
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, even if you do, let's say you do pull off an amazing driving maneuver and you risk the lives of 20 people on the tollway, it's going to save you what? 0.1 second? 0.3 seconds? I don't understand. And so, dude, I hit the brakes.
Oh, did you slam on him?
I threw the brakes on her.
Oh,
and then I hit her with the Mutombo.
Yeah.
I slowly wagged the finger. No, 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 no.
You yelled, "Who wants to sex Mutombo?"
Back, no, I didn't do that. I said, I waved the finger at her.
Oh, which one?
Index.
Okay.
I was like, no, 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 no.
Right.
No, no, you don't want to do that. You don't want to ride my bumper in this dangerous situation. I ain't having it. And so when I threw
pretty
on the
hot.
Brakes. Yeah, pretty hot. And when I threw on, she was in a Mercedes. And when I threw on the brakes, she immediately tried to like go around a bunch of traps. And I was like, there's nowhere for you to go, lady.
Yeah.
It's your damn hurry. Okay, so that's grievance number one. People driving like a-holes.
Did
it's
she apologize?
Wet outside. No. It's wet
when
outside.
You followed her home?
It's dangerous. Quit driving like an a-hole. You're risking lives to save 1 second, you stupid idiots.
Why are you looking at KT when you say that?
So that's one grievance, all right? That was just people being stupid in bad weather driving. Be careful out there.
That's a valid grievance, I think.
Yesterday, I'm driving in. I'm in Prosper.
Nice.
All right?
Near the border?
And I'm driving. Yeah, I'm right on that border. And it's a two-lane street, right? There's just one going one way, one going the other way. So there's not really a lot of margin for error. And I was driving back. I was driving kind of by the high school, driving towards Light Farms. And
scoping it out,
I see a car driving in front of me, a pickup truck that is driving towards me half in my lane and half in the other lane.
Uh-oh.
They're just coming right at me.
Oh, no.
I'm like, well, I guess I'm about to be in a head-on collision here. I don't know if this person had a stroke. I don't know if they can't see the road. I don't know what's happening.
Speed dialing the Frankels.
So I basically just come to a complete stop, anticipating that here we go, they're going to run into my parked car. Because if I just kept going full speed, we would have collided. Right at the last minute before the truck got to me, I see a teenager, maybe 16, with a hoodie on, headphones in, staring at their phone, and not even touching the steering wheel.
Were you laying on the horn?
Yeah, oh yeah, I was hitting that horn.
I hate driving with my peripheral vision.
If you're not using your horn, you're not using your car right.
Pretty good horn?
You're supposed to be there, yeah, pretty good horn. I mean, I get on it pretty good. My wife's like, why are you doing that? I was like, well, why does it come with a horn?
Right.
Anyways.
Scare old ladies crossing the street.
This punk kid didn't have a, hey, my bad, or nothing. He just pulled out of the middle of the two lanes, got in his lane, immediately looked down at his phone again.
So, and he's in a pickup truck?
Yeah.
Is it as big as your pickup truck?
I think mine was slightly bigger.
Did you U-turn and chase him?
No, I did not.
Should have.
You could have Bigfooted his ass.
I do, dude. I it really scares me to think of my kids driving.
Me too.
Because I remember what an idiot I was when I was driving, and we had friends who drove, and I see that. Dude, I can't imagine with the distraction of phones now, but that was a child driving a giant truck and totally not paying attention on a two-lane road.
With headphones on.
With headphones and a hoodie on.
They don't even have AirPods.
No.
I like calling them
AirPods. It's
so different, man. That's so different than it used to be now. Yeah. That is...
You need to find
I can't imagine.
Kid.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Even in college, texting was not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
For me, at least. So, it's just been, the last 3, 4, 5 years. Where texting and driving is a thing. You see it all the time.
Yeah.
I've had to stop myself from doing it. Plenty of times.
I only do it in traffic.
Your phone starts buzzing, you're going, oh, crap. You know? It just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I only do it in traffic or wide open road situations.
The problem with the first thing they teach you, though, at driving school or whatever, or when you're 16 and you get smacked in the head, the problem is you're not taught, you being selfish is the worst thing that can happen on the road. Because everyone is selfish that drives.
Right.
Everyone. Everyone's selfish. In general, most people are selfish.
Right.
And that is not a good way for traffic to keep moving and for lives to, remain. We weren't designed when we were put into this earth to drive 3,000-pound pieces of metal around.
We were designed to ride horses.
Or walk.
I don't know. If you're a horse, you probably debate that. What?
That's BS. The hell?
I wasn't born to have you ride me.
You're like, I get it. I don't have thumbs. That's fine.
Anyway, Skin, that's me.
Okay.
Unplugged. Here's my cursive signature, Ben Rogers.
All right, that's great.
Unplug.
KT, do you want to pick up that microphone and unplug it?
I just want Ben to go charge.
Yeah.
Plug in real quick.
Yep. Ben. Unplug that.
Got it.
Yep.
He's back. Yep. In.
Ben, unplugged.
I'm back, plugged in.
Kevin, what's your grievance?
I don't have one.
Okay, listen, now go to me.
I don't have any problems.
Did he have one, Ben?
No.
I mean, mine are more personal.
All right, so...
I
was on the way to the station.
Erectile dysfunction. There, I said it.
Thank you, Eden.
I just talked to Ben, and I was like, hey, I'm going to this place that rhymes with Jimmy John's. And I was like, do you also want a sandwich? You're like, yeah, so you got a sandwich order. So I pulled up in front of this place, and I got out of my car, and as I'm headed to the door, there is a man that's walking up to me. He's probably, I'm guessing, in his 60s. Or maybe in his 50s, but has just lived really, really hard. And it would be easy for me to make an assumption that he was perhaps homeless or lived in a shelter based on appearance and health concerns, but I would be making an assumption on that. And so he came up to me and he was talking to me, and I couldn't really understand him. I couldn't make out what he was saying. So I was like...
Wait, are you in full stride into the restaurant at this point?
Yeah, but it's not that far to go because I parked right in front of it.
Okay.
Like, he saw me and started talking to me as I'm shutting the door to my car.
Got it.
So I went up to him and I was like, I'm sorry. And he goes, I'm starving. I'm so hungry. And he was pulling a little cart with him. So I was like, I made the assumption. Okay, he's homeless. So I was like, okay, no problem. I'm going in here. What would you like? And he goes, no, I think I said, I'm going in here. Would you like me to get you a sandwich? And he pointed, he had one tooth in his mouth, and he pointed to it. He goes, it's really hard for me to chew because of this one tooth. And I was like, okay, well, maybe I could get you something besides a sandwich. He goes, I think I'll take a hamburger.
And at this point, for some reason, I order a chicken sandwich.
Hold on, Ben. And I was like, ooh, well, this place that rhymes with Jimmy John's, they just have sandwiches. So a burger's not an option, and I'm not going to change my lunch desires to accommodate what your situation is.
Like you're saying, you're suddenly going to have to go somewhere else.
I was like, oh, crap, we'll hop in the car. We'll go see if we can find a good burger spot.
That cart in the back.
I was like, you know, hey, do you like Offsite Kitchen? No, so so I said, well, you know, they have lettuce wraps.
Smash burger.
And he goes.
Yeah, very thoughtful.
He goes, what is that? Like, how dare you offer something that has lettuce?
That was not a good offer by you.
He goes, well,
that's a very thoughtful effort. You could eat that with one bad tooth.
Yeah, he's like, what is that? And I was like, well, instead of a bun, they wrap it in lettuce. He goes, oh, never had that. I'd really rather have a hamburger. And then instead of arguing with him, I'm like,
burger better.
I'm like, hold on, Jared. I'm like, a burger has bread too. I don't understand the burger patty is easier for one tooth than the whatever. And he goes, well, do they have soup? And so
you're basically taking his order.
I open the door and I go, do you guys have soup? Because it wasn't crazy busy in there. And the guy goes, nah, we don't. And I was like, man, they don't have soup.
No soup for you.
And some sitter are going, God, is this really this much work to get this homeless guy a free meal? And then I thought he was starting to angle with me to, well, just give me the money. And then I was like, but then he's going to go spend it on making don't ever give the homeless person money. They'll spend it on alcohol instead of food. Always give them the food.
Uh-huh.
And then as I'm having that internal debate, I'm like, why do I give a crap if he drinks alcohol or not? I don't know. I'm not his mom, whatever. And then he goes, do they have one of those spreads?
What?
I was like, I'm sorry? He goes, you know, like tuna. And I was like, oh, yes. They have tuna fish. I'll be right back. Thank God I can get him tuna fish. So I go in there. And I order him the tuna fish with a lettuce, because that's the original thing, right?
Yeah,
it's the
tooth. Yeah.
So I order him that, and then I get my food, and I get your food, and then I check out, and I go out, and I hand it to him, and I'm like, well, hell, he's going to need a fork to put in his mouth, right? So I hand it to him, and I go, let me get you a fork. And he's sitting at a little table outside this place that rhymes with Jimmy John's. And so I look, and there's a place next door that rhymes with cowboy chicken. So I walk in there and I'm looking and they don't have any to-go forks. It's all like, you know, forks are there. I'm like, good God, I'm spending a lot of time on this guy's situation. So I walk back outside without a fork. And at that point, he's taking a bite of it. He goes, man, I really rather just had a sandwich. And I'm like, you know, enjoy your meal, sir. Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to go do what I got to do now. And so I start to go to my car, and I turned, and he has stood up, and he is stopping the next guy coming out of the place that rhymes with Jimmy John's. I don't know what he's asking him for.
He's trying to get a sandwich. He didn't like the lettuce wrap.
I think he wants to go to a burger spot. And that guy's like, looking at him like, what? What are you asking me right now? I've already got my food.
Why didn't he go stand in front of a burger spot?
I don't know. It's just so much work to feed the guy. I mean, dude, God. I wouldn't want to switch opportunity or situations with him, but man, yeah. I eat it with your hands. I don't know. I got you the thing, man. What the hell? I should have just given him money, right? Should I have just handed him $8?
Oh, you did the nice thing, and you're right. You don't want to just assume they're going to go use the money on alcohol, and you went to all the trouble to order him food and deliver it, and he was ungrateful. And now, because of this, you're probably going to get thousands of people to not help homeless people because they're going to be worried about running into what you're running into.
When I leave this building, the first thing I'm going to do is go kick a homeless person's ass to just make the whole thing whole in my mind, right? I mean, I've been done wrong here, clearly. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Isn't it just easier to give them money and go about
business? But if you want to control the situation, then you do what you did.
This guy was defiantly in a bad situation.
I think it was very nice of you to do what you did, though. I think that guy, he worked you a little bit.
The hustling homeless man, I'm very leery of those guys.
I don't like lettuce wraps either, though.
Was a horrible offer by you.
Maybe. No, it's not. It's thoughtful if he has one wiggly tooth.
He showed me his tooth. He pointed to it, like, hey, this is what I'm working with. Can I have a burger? And I'm like, I don't understand how that equates to burger.
It reminds me of that old thing you told me where he was lying through his tooth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, shut up. You're lying through your tooth.
All right, coming up next.
Man, what is going on with all these engaged and married women on cruises not wearing their rings?
What? Yeah. Are you going unplugged?
There's a lot of husbands and stuff out there. That's my unplugged.
Sounds like you were trying to get your plug on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.